Welcome back to Wasatch Channel. My name is Anton Vjeltsin. I'm an attorney here in the Southern District of California in San Diego. The Fourth Amendment protects you against unreasonable searches and seizures. And generally speaking, officers need to have a warrant before they search or seize you. Now, the Fourth Amendment also makes a number of requirements. For example, that the warrant include a description of the place to be searched. So what happens if the judge orally approves a search of a home, but the warrant does not include that property? We're going to answer that question in this video by looking at a case. But before we do so, I want to thank you for watching me on YouTube and joining me in a podcast form on Audible or Spotify.
Hello, this is a prepaid collect call from
Wasatch Law Firm
at Western Region San Diego. To accept this call, press 5. To refuse this call, hang up now. Thank you for using T-Netics. You may start the conversation now.
Today we're discussing a 1983 lawsuit from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, Manriquez versus Ensley. And before we talk about the law, let me give you some factual background. In 2016, officers pulled over a truck in an area that was notorious for drug trafficking for having a cracked windshield. During the search of the vehicle, officers found a handgun, marijuana, and a pipe that had residue of methamphetamine. Now, the officers also searched the driver of the vehicle, Mr. Soriano, who had a key to a motel room on him. The officers then prepared an affidavit. They applied telephonically for a warrant, and they obtained a warrant to search the motel room. In the affidavit and in the warrant that was later signed by the judge, the officers gave the address, the room number for the motel room, and a physical description of how the motel room and the motel itself looked like from the outside. But unfortunately for the officers, the search of the motel room did not yield to a cache of drugs. Instead, the officers found small amounts of marijuana, some scales, and drug paraphernalia. So the officers called the judge again and made a request to amend the warrant. They asked the judge for permission to search the primary residence of Mr. Soriano. That residence he shared with his uncle, the plaintiff in this case. In the case, we have a description and we have a transcript of the conversation between the officer and the judge when he was asking for permission to search the home. At the end of this conversation, the judge orally gave authorization and permission to search the home. So it was up to the officers to amend and make the change to the warrant itself. But they didn't do so. They arrived at the plaintiff's home and they searched the house. Manriquez moved to exclude the evidence seized from his home, arguing that the search warrant was facially invalid, the warrant application lacked probable cause, and finally, that the officers had obtained the warrant through deception. The Fourth Amendment protects you against unreasonable searches and seizures. And the Fourth Amendment further tells us that no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. A facially deficient warrant may not be salvaged just because the judge authorized the search or the search did not exceed the limits intended by the judge. So in this case, the officers did in fact violate Mr. Manriquez's Fourth Amendment rights. And unlike what many people say, that this person might have won on a technicality, I don't like thinking about it that way. Because the Fourth Amendment to me and the Constitution itself is not a technicality. If the Constitution tells us to do something and tells the officers how to proceed during a search, we must adhere to the word of the Constitution. And again, unlike what we see on YouTube, where people are arguing with the police on the street, this is not where you win your cases. The cases are won in court, not during argument with police. Because think about it. If Mr. Manriquez, in this case, would have told the officers that the warrant did not include his home, the officers would have simply amended the warrant themselves, because the judge authorized them to do so. Instead, we're in the situation where the officers forgot to do it, and Mr. Manriquez wins his case because the warrant did not have the description of his home. If you enjoyed this video, please click like, subscribe, hit that bell notification button so next time I post, you'll be first to know. And if you're listening to the audio version, a podcast version of this recording, please click like, thumbs up, or whatever you do on Audible.